and welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. This week, I'm focusing on all things pop culture. Whether you have a passion for comic books, love playing tabletop games like Dungeons & Dragons, fancy your chances as a manga artist, or like dressing up as a superhero in your spare time, this is the episode for you.
You know, if you want to come as Wonder Woman and you're not a size 8, then it's perfectly fine. And if we do, you know...
And if you want to come as Wonder Woman and your name is John,
you can do that too.
We'd love you to.
Absolutely. So. We're full, a complete equal opportunity. So, you know, I just wanted to make it clear from the onset that, you know, come as you like.
Comic cons are a huge thing all over the world. And this May the 4th weekend, in other words, the 4th, 5th and 6th of May, will see Gibraltar hosting its own for the first time. Enthusiasts from Gibraltar, the Campo and much, much further afield are expected to flock to King's Bastion for the first ever Gibraltar International Comic Con. It'll be filled with workshops, celebrity appearances and competitions, to name just a few of the attractions. Among the genres represented will be comics, science fiction and fantasy, horror, anime and manga, as well as video games. They're hoping to appeal to a wide audience from 5 years old to 80, and the organisers are working hard to have everything ready for the big weekend in just under 2 months' time. I caught up with three of the team behind the event. First of all, Derek, the event director.
Comic cons have evolved a lot since they first started around the 50s and 60s. It is a celebration of pop culture, and if you think back, the first comics came around 1934, Mandrake the Magician. So if you were a four-year-old when it first came out, you were born in 1930, so you're in your mid to late 70s now, so everybody's grown up with comics. So in the 50s or in the 40s, they were used for propaganda, but the genre expanded because they've already done the superhero element, so they went into kind of war comics, they went into zombies and horror, and then the genre just kept growing and growing, and then Hollywood and so on, they started making TV programs on the comics, then they started making films on the comics, and now you end up with a Comic-Con that has to take all those elements into consideration when you hold a Comic-Con. So to give you a little bit more of an insight, we also have the Japanese element with the manga and the anime element. So we have cosplay, which is people will dress in their superhero character. Some people will actually act certain pieces. People come to Comic-Cons also to buy comics, as you can imagine. People will also come to Comic-Cons to see famous celebrities or take part in workshops and so on. So it's a huge amount of items, and also because we're doing it in King's Bastion, we're looking to look at using some of the facilities there. So it's a very broad church. So it's a very long answer, but it is quite an event to put on because there's so many facets to it.
Now, I've seen certainly on television and online there are comic cons all over the world. Why bring one to Gibraltar?
Well, I mean, Gibraltar, even though we're a small place, we've got 12 million tourists a year.
This is Jay, the Gibraltar International Comic Con Marketing Director.
We still have quite a fascination for sci-fi, you know, the anime and manga. There's quite a big following here in Gibraltar, but unfortunately we don't get much exposure. So what you do find is a lot of Gibraltarians flying out to London, Manchester, to attend these Comic Cons. In fact, some of the hardcore ones will even attend Tokyo and the States. So, you know, it's only a matter of time being in the position that we are geographically. We know that there's the La Linea Comic-Con, there's the Jerez Comic-Con and the Granada Comic-Con, and they are quite well attended for, you know, being on this side of the world. So we thought, okay, what stops us from doing one in Gibraltar? And, you know, we've had a great response with the Comic-Cons in Spain wanting to even come in and join us and be a part of the whole thing. So it was just a natural evolution, I guess.
What things are going to be available for people to do and see when they come to the Comic-Con?
There will be quite a mixture.
And this is Joanna, Operations Director for the Gibraltar International Comic-Con.
So everything from seminar and workshops, which will be held by various professionals from the filming industry, but obviously we won't give any names or any details away just yet. It's all to be confirmed closer to the date. But there will also be things such as cosplay competitions, where you will be able to win an award of some sort. Obviously, that is yet to be confirmed as to what it will be exactly. We will have all sorts of competitions, seminars, workshops, plus something called LARP, which is live action role play, for those who don't really know much about it. So some performances and many, many other things. Competitions, bowling competition, for instance. Superheroes versus villains is what we have in mind. Bumper cars on ice and few other different things.
So it sounds like you're not just catering for the older end of the market, there's something for the kids as well.
Exactly. Well, Comic-Cons are sort of attract all sorts of individuals from different age groups. So there will be something for the young, something for the families, and something for the older. So we'll have all sorts of different activities.
We're keeping our target demographic from 5 to 80.
You know. Oh, well, that's a pretty broad target audience then.
Absolutely. Exactly. And the other thing is, we will have face painting for the children as well. Getting them, involved with some, we have a thing called Tabletop Gamers. So something that, not necessarily for a 7 or 8 year old, but something definitely around that age and moving forward, where people will start, you've heard of Dungeons and Dragons, into the card games, but some of them are, if you think further back, for maybe the older listeners, you think of the old toy soldiers. This is really kind of science fiction meets the toy soldiers scenario, but in a more formalised way. So we'll have a lot of the local societies here.
I mean, if you're into card games such as Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, if you're into tabletop such as Warhammer, D&D, it's such a broad spectrum, and this is the one place or the one time that everybody that's into any of this kind of stuff can get together and be themselves. And part of the fun is not only organizing it and seeing what we can do, but once we've reached that position of this is what we can do, then the audience takes over and they make it into their own. They will come in with their own ideas, they will come in with their own costumes, and you might start business-like, but it ends up being something of its own creature by the time that both the organizers and the attendants are done with it.
And we definitely encourage costumes. Obviously, that's one of the main reasons people go to Comic-Cons, is to dress in their favorite, as their favorite character. So we do encourage that, and there will be competitions for the best costume of the day or of the Comic-Con, yet to be confirmed. So please do gear up, get those costumes ready out of the wardrobe. This is one of those times when you really do want to get all the dust off them and put them on and show us how fabulous you will look.
And just to get one thing clear, one of the things that we do really believe in the Comic-Con genre is that if you do dress up in a fancy dress costume and so on, or superhero costume and so on, we have zero tolerance for anybody to start being judgmental. If you want to come as Wonder Woman and you're not a size 8, then it's perfectly fine. And if we do,
And if you want to come as Wonder Woman and your name is John,
you can do that too.
We love you too.
Absolutely. So we're full, complete equal opportunity. So, I just wanted to make it clear from the onset that, come as you like. And nobody's going to judge you, apart from the judging panel when it comes to the costume and the interaction. But that's just part of the normal cosplay kind of rules and so on, which will be up on the website.
Superheroes really haven't gone out of fashion, have they? I mean, we've got Lego Batman, who's huge at the minute.
Well, it really, it's down to Hollywood and how much they push it. And right now, the whole X-Men, franchise, for example, is we've got Logan, I think, which is being released very, very soon. And Logan will now see the end of any hardcore fans who love Wolverine. He will no longer be played by the only Wolverine. But, Hollywood and the media have been very, very intelligent, and they've been churning out quite a lot of X-Men movies. And when it's not X-Men, it's Batman, So there's always something being pushed, and it keeps it alive. And I don't think you'll ever get rid of anything like this. Even if you don't make any movies about superheroes when you're a kid, that's all you want to be.
Legacy will live on.
Yeah. So, and it's not just the Hollywood as well, but the TV, well, the traditional media channels, they're going to be creating series and programs that don't have to be feature length. It's just such a broad genre that you're limited by your imagination, and we've had 70 years of imagination that just keeps growing.
So. Yeah, for me, for example, from my perspective, I never got into Comic-Cons at the beginning in terms of superheroes or comics or anything of the sort. For me, I come from the angle of anime and manga. So I follow a very humongous studio in Japan called Studio Ghibli that they've been producing animes for over 20 years, and every scene is hand-drawn. You know, and that's what is attractive to me. And then through that, I discovered Comic-Cons and everything that follows. Whereas in America, because the whole comic industry there is much, much bigger, you know, the Comic-Con attendants tend to come in from that angle. And here in Gibraltar, we have so many different angles, from people like me who love anime and manga, to the tabletops, to the comic readers. And, you know, it's a question of, why are we not doing it? It's a question of, why hasn't it done before?
And it takes a lot of organizing.
Yes,
it takes a lot of time, months and months.
But it is worth it at the end of the day, because looking at the community groups that are using Comic-Con as an outlet for their creative talents and skills, it is absolutely beautiful to see the level of talent and skills that we do have in Gibraltar. And it's something to be encouraged and something to be cherished. And we certainly need things that, such as GIC, to be happening more frequently than just once a year. Obviously, we have Literature Festival and a couple of other things here and there, but we do need much more than that.
Tell me a bit about the community groups then that you've mentioned there. How is the community involved in it so far?
Well, interestingly, we have a lot of the local groups. So as Derek and Jay mentioned, tabletop gaming, so that's everything from Warhammer, D&D, etc. We also have the Body Painting Association, who is working closely with us. There's a LARPing a society as well, who we work with, and quite a few others.
The computer gaming groups as well.
Gaming groups.
We also have a company that are now, they've invested in 3D printing, so they build obviously fake weapons, armor, anything from Warhammer guns to swords from Soulblade, and you know, they're going to be showing people what they can do, and they do custom work for any cosplay player that wants to visit, for example, the London Comic Con, and they want to go dressed as something, so they'll go to this company and they'll have everything 3D printed, you know, to their exact measurements.
Exactly. There's also many individuals rather than groups. So some of those individuals sort of came on board and work as part of our committee for GEEK. So it's not just the four of us. We do have a team of people behind us as well. So the committee consists of about 10 or 12 individuals at the moment who sort of take active role in helping with everything to do with Comic-Con really this year. You have individuals who look after cosplay element, for instance, so somebody whose passion is cosplay and they know a lot about it, so they really want to sort of take care of that element of things. And then we have individuals who deal with all sorts of other elements, so it is beautiful to see everybody coming together and having so many different ideas in one room. You can imagine, I mean, it's the room booms with ideas most of the time, so It's really much appreciated. If it wasn't for the local community, it would have been very difficult to organize anything like GEEK. So we are extremely grateful for every bit of support we get.
By the way, I have to mention, whenever we say GEEK, we're not talking or disrespecting anybody. What we are actually saying is the abbreviation of the Gibraltar International Comic-Con. So that spells out GEEK.
Plus, nowadays, GEEK is the new chic really. So.
But I mean, one thing I want to add to Joe's comment about the community engagement and so on, you know, as event organisers, there's so many facets that you've got to take into consideration, not just about the venue and all the other organisational things. But no one person is a Comic-Con guru. Mm. You can't be a specialist in all the multi-disciplines and the multi-interests that you've got in Comic-Cons. So we turn to the local community groups and we say, look, you're the experts in that field. You know more than we can possibly do. So we let them run with the idea. They'll report back to us and say, look, this is what we want to achieve. Is it possible as event organizers to allow us to have this space or to entertain this particular event or particular action that we wanted to hold in the Comic-Con? So it's really useful that they have these groups already here, and we're just giving them the opportunity to actually achieve their passion, but more importantly get their hobby or their passion in front of the rest of Gibraltar, because normally they'll do their certain events in their little local space and nobody gets to know about it.
Thanks to Derek, Jay and Joanna for taking time out from their very busy schedules to speak to me about the upcoming Gibraltar International Comic Con. If this has piqued your interest and you want to find out more about the event, please check out their website for all the latest news and information. I'll include a link to that in the show notes at postcardfromgibraltar.com/podcast. You can also find the Gibraltar International Comic Con on Facebook and Twitter. Now, if you know of an event coming up and you think it would make an interesting podcast episode, please do get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or you could send me an email. I'll include all of my contact details in the show notes too.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. If you don't want to miss the next episode, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'd love it if you'd hit the subscribe button and even leave a review. That way more people will be able to find me. You can also listen and subscribe on the Podomatic app for Android and iOS devices. Thanks so much again for listening, and until next time, goodbye for now.